Hi, I'm Adisola Akindele. Welcome back to my podcast, HATMAM. Today, we're going to be doing a series one recap of all the 9 episodes that we have had throughout this season. We are going to talk about opportunity, education, time management, the power of self, multiple sources of income, emotional intelligence, passion, procrastination, and the final one from last week, control. So I started my journey a year ago, as you all know, and everything that we have discussed in series one is what I had to work on myself. And it was because I had a goal I had set in mind. And in order to do that, I had to make sure I worked on all the areas in my life, in my psyche, that would have hindered me or distracted me or stopped me from achieving my goal. And not to say that I've never achieved all my goals, it's just it took longer than it should have. So I decided, okay, I'm going to be accountable for all these reasons. And, you know, I would call them excuses in my head and work on all of them so that I was able to push past whatever it is to achieve the goal I had set for myself. I will share that with you later on, but let's get straight to it. So in episode one, we covered opportunity. This has been the most popular episode because you find that most people keep on saying that there's no opportunity for them. Opportunity is something that you can create. It doesn't come to you all the time. You know, some people are pretty lucky that that happens, but in most cases, you can create the opportunity for yourself, create the need for you or something that you are good at. So we talked about how opportunity was the key to success. Identifying it isn't just one thing, and you have a few people who just can't identify an opportunity when it's right in front of them, but being prepared and confident enough to take it on even when you are not prepared is another thing. So some people are like ready for every opportunity, but some are thinking, okay, that's an opportunity I see right there. I'm going to take it and figure out how to do it later. This is something that Richard Branson has always preached, okay? So you just have to figure out in your mind and say, if I can create this opportunity, right, I'm going to make this happen for me. Then you surround yourself with people who you know have done it before, or at least grab opportunity by the balls. You know, just create a team around you that would help you make this happen. Okay, so we discussed what opportunity was, how to take a different viewpoint of it, not just waiting for it, but thinking about creating it. And of course, which was the final goal, figuring out how to create it and surround yourself with people who would help you execute it. I hope you enjoyed that episode. A lot of you did. That's the most popular one in this series. And I'm pretty happy that, you know, I'm really hoping and I trust that everybody actually picked up what it is I was trying to say there. So the next episode that we covered, episode 2, was education. This was a pretty tricky one for me to do, in a sense where I didn't want to make anyone in any position or whatever educational level they've got to feel uncomfortable. That was the goal, to explain and understand and let you, you know, see that I understood both viewpoints. You know, we talked about the choice to become a survivor or to be someone who thrived. How early you make that choice is what makes you either a survivor or someone that thrives, you know, and then how a survivor and someone who thrives can work together, you know, to result in a positive outcome. The goal here really was to find what you love. And it's unfortunate because when you're younger, you can have an idea of what you want to do, but do you actually really love it? And that's hard because we go through an educational system that is typecast and everybody does the same thing. But, you know, everyone is not the same. So you have to ask yourself that, would education get to a point where it becomes more individual styled and, you know, it looks at the mastery of skill of that particular person? And once you make that decision and find out what it is that you are actually, that you love doing or you're talented in, the next thing would be to get the sustainable income formula with that particular activity. If it's not going to give you a future that you desire, there is no point diving into it right now. Figure out what will make you a sustainable income, and later on, when you do have the time and you're financially secure, you can now go and key into your passion. So you have to educate yourself, you know, in whatever it is that you pick and whatever it is you're doing. And this can be any time in your life. It doesn't have to be early like everybody expects. It can be later on in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s. Spend time with those who do it better than you. Education is lifelong. It never, never ends. Most of the most wealthiest people are self-educated. You know, they just decided that, you know, school might, you know, didn't fit that, what they studied in school didn't fit what they wanted, didn't fit the bill. And then they went ahead and then they educated themselves in areas that were important to them. So do not tie negative experiences in school to education. Don't think because you didn't fit in with the high academic students that you are not good at anything. That is not true. Everyone has a different learning style. Everyone has different interests, and it's mastery of skills that are key to you, that you love, that matters. That's education, educating yourself. Education is also learning about other people, other cultures, other ways of life, and then realizing that you're just one in a small speck, and then how you can improve the lives of your community, not and yourself, your families, you know, and your friends. And then how you fit in into that puzzle, what it is your purpose is. Education helps you figure out how to break this all these down into steps and move forward and past it. Learning ideas, also studying ideas from other people who would have done it before or tried it before or failed at it before, so that you can figure out a way to execute your passion, your what you love, activities that you're into, your talents, okay? So don't abandon education just yet. Figure out what it is you like and study that. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing or they're asking and what everybody else is told to do. You know, just figure it out as early as possible and you have, you know, you're definitely destined to have a happier life. So the third episode, we focused on time management. And this was another popular one because I find that most people ask me questions, how do you do it? How do you manage your time? So we broke it down into how you spend your time, who you spend it with, and holding yourself accountable for it as well. It's all about balancing your personal, professional, health, spiritual, mental, everything together, and taking ownership of you as a whole. And, you know, I'm not going to give you a magic sauce of any kind. It's literally putting it down on paper, getting a planner, using a diary of some sort, and marking out and actually writing down. Sometimes, okay, for the last 2 hours, all I did was procrastinate. You know, literally being accountable. When you're going to work on time management, you have to see where your time is going, what wastes your time the most, and decide to either curb it or reduce it. So, you know, time is a currency. You have to understand that, you know, the goal of that episode was for you to understand that time was a currency. And that if you can't manage it, you can't manage anything else. In the fourth episode, The Power of Self, it was all about the central theme of the series, which was you. Everything starts with you. And we looked at self-love, self-motivation, and self-validation. Three powerful tools that you can use to master yourself and can help you shape your existence. The goal was to empower yourself from within, to banish self-doubt, to strengthen your inner voice, to be a positive influence on you. Very powerful, huh? This is something that I worked on and it was key. I literally have those three words, you know, self-love. I have it on my wall so I can see it every day. Self-motivation, self-validation of anything I do. If they don't fit in those three boxes, it's not something I'm going to do. It's not something I'm going to spend time on. Okay, so you all have to look at everything you're doing in your life and ask yourself that, is this helping me be a better me? And if it's not, let go of it. The fifth one, which was our third popular episode, was multiple sources of income. A lot of people keep hearing that and they're thinking, what is that? What is that? What is that? Why is that? Most wealthy people have multiple streams of income, and actually seven to be exact. So this episode, we cover them all. We talked about bananas. So I used bananas as an example and I broke it down on how you could get multiple streams of income from growing bananas. That was just to, you know, it was not for you to go ahead and start farming and stuff like that, but it was just for you to see how something so simple that we all eat every day could be broken into 7 streams of income. It was just an example. So we covered the comfort zone income. We covered the profit for profit income, royalty income, interest income, dividends income, rental income, and capital gains income. Don't be overwhelmed by them all. The goal here was to picture yourself doing all eventually, starting with 3. And, you know, I would pick the residual ones and then building the rest. Make a retirement plan, set a retirement age, and ask yourself, how am I going to get all these together into a pot so that I can have the kind of, live the kind of life that I want once I retire? In episode 6, we covered emotional intelligence. This was the capacity to be self-aware, handle relationships, social cues, and manage yourself to, you know, have, you know, to be the most effective, efficient, you know, and live the best life that you could. We covered 4 pillars, and there were self-awareness, social awareness, self-management, and relationship management. The goal here was to show you all these elements, so that you could create a solid picture of yourself and identify the weaker areas so you could consciously begin to work on them. In my case, it was self-management that was my weakest. And that's what I had to focus on, literally, out of those 4 pillars. Everything else, you know, literally was like an 80 and 90. And then I decided I was going to push them all to about 90 so that they all stayed there. And then I now had the time to work on self-management. We broke this down in the episode. And, you know, the goal, as I said again, was so you can get a solid picture of you. You know, that's why, you know, it was themed the art of you. You know, create a solid picture of yourself. And then, you know, look at all the areas that are lacking and then work on them consciously on a daily basis. And you're going to see the improvement in your life, literally. It's almost automatic. Episode 7 was passion, the wild side of you. Passion drives you. It feeds your motivation to fulfill your purpose. We looked at passion and energy, passion and creativity, and passion and self. Passion is energy. And it is a driving force that, you know, that's within you to create something or fix something, you know. And there's also a need to check it. So you have to be, it has to be a balanced form, or else it could be just another emotion that is just not helping you or serving you in any way. You can have a passion for something, but remember something. You have to make sure it's sustainable. Is it going to be something that can sustain the kind of lifestyle that you want? And if you're planning on being creative and creating something new, you have to be aware that there are steps you need to take to make sure that it is solid and it's on a solid foundation or sustainable, or you can partner up with someone that can make it a reality. The goal here was for you to see that a lot of people can be very passionate, but they don't do anything about it, or it can blind them sometimes. You have to make sure that you find the balance in your life and find how to balance passion so that it is something that is worthwhile to pursue and serves you, you know, positively, financially, and mentally. So the next episode was one that was requested. It was a topic that popped up 50 times in my email feed. So I decided to cover it because it was something that I had gone through as well, which was procrastination. I can tell you that I procrastinate now 10% of the time. It probably would have been on a 40% before, and I worked on it, and it's possible to work on it. There's a worksheet on it in the marketplace. So, and there's also a free guide on Pinterest if you're interested. I describe procrastination as a credit card. You know, you're borrowing tomorrow's peace. You know, we looked at why we procrastinate, the cost of procrastination, and how to beat it. Again, it's all about being mindful of yourself. And when you can feel it happening, you know when you're procrastinating, and taking ownership of the gift of the present time, the gift of now, and doing little things right now, today, for instance, add up. They always add up, because by the end of next week, you realize, oh my goodness, I spent every day doing what I was supposed to do. And then you see the outcome later on. Most of us focus so much on the outcome, we get overwhelmed, we don't make effort or movements to get there. procrastination, that's what it is. So it's something that's not worth having in your life at all. If you can reduce it to 0%, that would be great. You know, always give yourself time to rest. You know, don't feel guilty when you do. Give yourself time to rest. Pick a day in the week. Don't do anything. Just relax. Just rest. No thinking, nothing. Meditate. Spend time with family and friends so that, you know, you don't get to a point where you're overwhelmed and you lack energy to even be even just good to yourself. Okay. So that was episode 8. It was quite interesting covering that. And last week we covered control. I describe this as a delusional way to live when all you really can control is yourself. The goal here primarily was to help you reshape your thinking about control, letting go of the freak, and being mindful of your emotions and letting go. So reshaping your thinking around control, and it was just to refocus it back on you. You can't control anyone. You can't control situations. You know, once you've done what you can and it's unfolding, you just have to let it go. Once it gets to a point, you're like, okay, that's where it was going. And then you have to now get back within yourself and, you know, process it. Processing is very important, you know, for your livelihood. People who tend to ignore and not process things tend to wake up one day in a situation and they're thinking, how did I get here? But if you had taken control of yourself earlier on, you wouldn't have found yourself in that place. So, you know, reshape your thinking around control, and it's control is centered on you, yourself, your emotions, all right? The freak, which is something I have decided to create control freak as not something that I am, but that it's a separate entity on its own. That way I can expunge it quickly. So that part, there's nothing wrong with you, that part, that is the freak. That is the freak, not the person, okay? So when you can envision it in that way, it's easy to kick it out and to figure out what it is you're afraid of, because most times control freaks are afraid of something, and they're afraid of losing control, and they actually don't have any control, and most times they push people away. That's the only way they can keep the seamless or the seeming feeling of what it is that they're trying to accomplish, which literally usually is nothing, and lots of pain and loneliness. So be mindful of your emotions as well. You know, you can lose control because you are not mindful of your emotions. So when you can feel yourself getting sad or upset or, you know, or overexcited, you can calm yourself down. You know, we talked about how to calm yourself down and methods that you can use to do that. I explained that I go for a 1-hour walk, I meditate twice a day, I bake. You know, you can find what your own thing is, you know, something that's not harmful to others, but something that would help you, you know, relax and get yourself back in check. The key thing with control is so funny, it's ironic, it's letting go. Okay, when you're holding on to something so tightly, you're not in control. That is in control of you. So the faster you let go when things happen, the better it is for you. It won't have a hold on you. So that's it. That's what we covered in series 1. Next week, we're going to be covering #HTMAM. What's it all about? We're going to be talking about the journey I embarked on. Some of you might think the journey was quite a grand one, but the thing is, after going through all these 9 areas, you know, in my life, it became very clear for me how I was going to get to where I was going to. And I realized that so many people are thinking about what the goal I set myself and going on this journey. They just haven't started or just don't know how to. And I am here to help those who can gain access to me in whatever way, either by phone, face-to-face, you know, in a workshop, you know, via my podcast or webinar or whatever, in whatever way, and to help them on this journey as well. It took me a year to be able to get to gain the enough clarity to share all this with you, and I am very, very excited to share finally what #HTMAM means. You know, #HTMAM means how to. See you next week. So next week we're going to be covering that. This is a recap. If you haven't listened to all the episodes, I hope this enticed you enough to go and check them all out. There are worksheets available for some of these episodes. The rest are coming out at the after episode 10 airs. episode 11 airs, which is the finale of this series. And I look forward to speaking to you and engaging with you directly, because I'm going to have time over the next 2 months to do that. And I'm going to be recording interviews as well. So series two is going to be called Great Conversations of the #HTMA Kind. You're going to hear from people, not people who are, you know, wealthy, because we hear from them all the time. It's people who are on this particular journey, you know, something similar, who have decided at some point in their life, I am going to have the #HTMAM dream. And this is how I started. This is what I learned. This is what I'm doing. Yes. So I'm so excited to be able to share that with you. And one of my guests is actually my daughter. She has a big dream. And, you know, I just want to be the kind of parent that helps her to achieve that and to achieve her goals. And I'm, you know, and I just thought, why not use #HTMAM? You know, my worksheets, she's been doing them on a constant basis. What we did was, you know, we took out a month and then had her do it every week. And the difference was so amazing, guys. I'm really proud of my work that, you know, a seven-year-old can use it and actually understand what the whole point and the whole point of this. You know, this is something I wish I had when I was younger. It would have helped me steer my life in such a way that I thought I had achieved a lot, but achieve even more and help more people and serve more people. So I look forward to sharing #HTMAM, what's it all about, with you next week. And I hope you guys have a great week, and I will look forward to your emails and your questions in social media. And my email address is on the description box. Have a fantastic week, guys. Bye.